Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software. It's your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're on Facebook, and when are you not, except when you're listing on eBay, then you've probably seen all those ads that show up. You might not have considered investing in some yourself. Or maybe you have, don't know the how-tos or the how-not-tos. With us now to demystify advertising on Facebook is John Lawson, CEO of Colder Ice Media, known on eBay as Shoestrings. Why are you laughing?
Shoestring King. Bring the hook in.
Well, I was going to say String Bean King. Have you seen him lately?
There you go.
He weighs about 30 pounds. John, can we really use Facebook to advertise our eBay listings?
Absolutely. Why not?
Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Right. Yeah, there you go, right? So simple. But like you said in the opening there, everybody on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And you go out there and you see all these ads. Obviously, somebody is making money from them or you wouldn't see them, right?
Right.
Well,
so,
that's true, yeah.
Why not us? Why not some of us start advertising our own products on eBay? On that platform. And there's other things you can do with it too. So I don't want it to be just, as a way to get your eBay product shown, but you can also, if you're having events that people I see all the time, like, we're putting all of our stuff on sale today for an hour at 20% off. Well, that can be an event inside of Facebook, and then you can advertise that event to other people or post from your Facebook fan pages or business pages now. You can, use that for advertising those to get deeper engagement with your customer.
Hey, John.
So things like that.
John, why do we always see our own items being advertised to us on Facebook?
Yeah. It's like you go out and you make some changes to your item, and then you go back into Facebook and all of a sudden you see an ad for the item you just changed.
Yes.
Why does that happen?
Yes,
it's called retargeting. It's called retargeting.
Oh.
And basically, there's a little cookie that gets put in your browser when you visit an item on eBay, and then eBay themselves use retargeting to go back to people that have visited an item so that they see an item inside of Facebook. It just happens to be your item because you're the guy that owns the item, but think about it, if you were just a browser shopping on eBay or doing some research on an item, that is a way for eBay to retarget those people because sometimes it takes up to 7 touches before a person makes a purchase.
Wow.
Makes perfect sense to me.
So
now
that's why you see these ads. Demystified.
Yeah.
So the deal is, when you think about it, eBay, on your behalf, are advertising your products back to people that visit your pages.
So,
I like that they show them because I forget that I listed things in my advancing years, and it reminds me, oh, look, or I've actually done this. I've seen the listing, and I thought, well, land of Goshen, can you imagine someone's listed the same thing? I better go buy it. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, how much should we spend on these ads?
As much as possible. And I say that kind of being funny. But here's the deal. If you've got an ad that's working, and every time you spend a quarter, you get a dollar back, how many times did you put the quarter in the machine?
A lot.
Exactly.
I lost count.
Right. So it's really not about how much you spend, but it's about making sure that what you spend is profitable.
Uh-huh.
As long as what you spend is profitable, I don't think there's a real ceiling on that profitability a lot of times until all my stuff is gone, But it's really all about dialing it in and knowing your numbers, like Griff always teaches us.
Ta-da.
So you've got, can you tell? I mean, I'm assuming they give you some sort of a way to tell if your ad worked or not.
Absolutely. Here's the thing, guys. Most of us, small business owners, eBay people, especially, and if you've been doing this for a long time, we dipped our toe in the water when there was this thing called Google AdWords. And we did that years ago, probably. And, all of a sudden we felt the water was cold. It was too deep. It was full of alligators. And we put $20 out there and it ate it up in 5 minutes. And we've never revisited online advertising again, or we thought this is something that was too hard for people like us, or it was just something that took a whole lot of time. Well, the deal is Facebook understood that, and what they have created with their platform is a platform that is easy and simple enough for the layperson to do it. And you're not going to spend thousands of dollars, and you don't need a team behind you to do keyword research. So you know all of that stuff is basically done for you. And I'm not a big proponent of, you know, a lot of these things that will come out, and they'll say, oh, this is great, it'll work for you on your behalf. But I'll tell you what, Facebook, I have to give it to them, they actually dialed it in, and they got it right.
So
you can do it.
What kind of an ad is this? How does it look? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, the ad creative is most important, all right? Because Facebook is about faces. I don't know if some people don't get that. So, you know, products going by when I scroll down is not something that I even want to see. So all of a sudden I'm scrolling and I see this, you know, candle opera sitting on a white background floating in the air. That's not going to catch my, you know, it's not going to grab my attention.
It grabbed mine when you said it.
Then again.
I just thought about that. I gave you a really good example.
You did. I'm thinking.
Yeah, here, thank you, John.
Just shut up and take my money.
Here's the thing. You really want to think about how somebody would feel when they have that product. You want to think about what will engage people that are looking for a similar product, and maybe even think about how that product can be put in an advertisement with people.
Yeah, I can think of some products I wouldn't want that to happen with. What if I was selling adult incontinence diapers? I don't want to imagine engaging the customer with the product.
Okay, you know what? Here's a great one. All right?
Thank you.
If you look at TV every day,
I do.
They sell adult diapers. When they sell the adult diapers, they never show you the diaper. They only show you the box. They never show you a person walking around with a diaper on. They show you people that are walking through the park holding hands.
You're right, because I'm mixing this up with the Saturday Night Live commercial, Oops, I Crap My Pants. That's
exactly.
What it is. Oh, damn.
But you see how...
Am I in a boys' locker room?
The people, not the product. And that's the way Facebook advertising works the best.
That's a great point. And I'm glad I was able to bring up an example that was appropriate.
Too. We're all thankful for that, Griff. How often...
We do this with all of the people. But really...
How often should we run an ad?
How often should you run an ad?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I mean, until it sells? No, I'm totally teasing. What you want to do is, like I said, we really want to know our numbers. So the deal is, if you understand how much you can pay to get a new buyer, that will help you determine and tease out how often you can show your ad based on how much an ad costs.
And so Lee's question, actually, I've come up with a new tagline for my adult incontinence, and it's patriotic.
Yeah.
These diapers don't run.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, should I stick to shoelaces?
And see, they're not diapers. You know, they're pant things.
Well, I don't think we should discuss this as a topic on eBay Radio. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
The thought of running around in diapers just, you know. So let's say, so is $100 too little? I mean, I'm trying to get...
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm looking at my ad because I pulled it up because I just wanted to have it open. But if I'm looking at some of the ads that I'm managing right now, I've got budgets of $20. So literally, if you want to do something and get something started, you can start at $5. I kind of say use maybe $10 so you can get some good results. But for $5 or $10, you can go out there and create an ad. All right? For $5, you can boost a post on your fan page, your business page, to your people and get them deeper engaged in your page. And all of their friends might see your ad or will see them liking your post, and then it will bring more people in.
Yeah.
So for just a $5 bill, you can give this a try and get your feet wet.
Do we need some kind of master plan?
You know what? Here's what you need. You need to go out to my site and go to johnlawson.com/eBay/FB. No, eBay FB. That's it. No slashes. All right? And I'm going to help you guys walk through this, simple and plain. Because it's so easy, it's ridiculous. And once you get a result, you can take that result and extrapolate it for larger things so that you can do this over and over again.
Hmm.
It will help you drive traffic, and I'm seeing clicks at a nickel a click.
Yeah, it is really an expensive way of advertising.
So somebody,
you know, like anything, though, John, even if you're still skeptical, I mean, you should at least test it.
You should at least test it. ABT, always be testing.
Always
like
be testing.
Said, this has to be working or we wouldn't keep seeing them.
Griff, you keep asking people questions when they call and say, I'm not going to do that new thing. You always say to them, have you tested it?
I do, yeah.
But here's another thing I want to stress. This is simple. This is not going to take, you know, a whole doctorate of a course for you to learn how to do this. This is something you can do very simple, and you can set it up in different ways with some of your other properties so that it will automatically do what you're seeing being done on eBay as well.
See? Hey, John, we're just about out of time, and I want to give you a plug here. So if you're interested in what we've been talking about, these ads on Facebook or anything to do with selling, you got to get to know John better. Visit his website at colderice.com. You can Twitter him at @colderice, and he's always willing to help someone boost their sales.
We love you, John.
Thanks, John. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Coming up next, 888-RADIO-30. That's our phone number. Call us, eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions, let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.